With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Miss Sharon, and I want to welcome you all to Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a children's show for children, by children, and about children. I pray that all is well. I pray that all is well with you and your families. I'm joined this morning by Junior Giant Reporters. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning. I seem to have someone else that has just joined us. Who has just joined in?
DeAndre.
Donovan.
What is your name again?
DeAndre Ethan.
Okay. That's one of our listeners. We appreciate you joining in. Junior Giants, we're happy to have you. And this morning we are awaiting our special guest. Our musical guest is going this morning is scheduled to be none other than Darlene McCoy. So when we have her, we will let you know. I want to thank the parents and the grandparents for all of you all's continued and consistent support of Junior Giants. I appreciate the time that you spend helping the children prepare, making sure that they have what they need, and just making them available. So it is greatly appreciated. We're going to move on, and we're getting ready to go in. This is an election year. So this morning our focus is going to be on the presidential election. I think our children are extremely intelligent individuals, and it's time for them to start, having some thoughts about the presidency and what that entails and how that applies to them. We want them to know that we are including them in some of the decisions that are being made in the country. Like I said, we do have a special musical guest, and when she calls in, we will go to that portion of our show.
I'm here.
Oh, Miss McCoy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
We're fine. We just want to welcome you to Junior Giant Speaks. Thank you for accepting our invitation and being so gracious to be a part of our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. We're going to move around our schedule this morning, and because I know that you have a busy schedule, we're going to go on and move along to that part of our program.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, not a problem. I'm so happy that you are so accessible. And all our children are listening. Say good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
Okay, what we're going to do is I'm going to just read you this little small bio. We're going to play one of your songs, and then our junior reporter, Dee Dee, or DeJory, is going to interview you.
Okay.
Ms. McCoy is a singer, songwriter, author, and radio personality for the Atlanta Inspiration Station 102.5. She can be enjoyed weekdays from 10 to 3 p.m., but her music has a clear message, and her songs are uplifting and powerful and can be understood by listeners of all age, which is one of the reasons that we wanted to have her with our Junior Giants today. She reaches out to all ages, and we're so pleased to have her with us. This morning we're going to listen to one of the first songs. It's going to be her song, I Shall Live and Not Die. I want you to enjoy Miss Darlene McCoy. Here she goes.
but I feel my voice speak to me and calm the curve of my raging sea.
Live and not die, and that's by our musical guest, Miss Darlene McCoy. I want to give it over to our junior giant reporter, DeJory, and let her go on and do her interview. DeDe, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm going to ask you some questions today.
Okay.
When did you first begin singing?
When I was a little girl, about 5 years old, my mother used to make me sing in the kids choir, and I just kind of grew up singing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
How did you know it was what you wanted to do as a career?
I actually didn't know because I was so used to doing it, you know, at church and all that good stuff. That I didn't know until I was about 25 years old that I wanted to do it as a career. I never thought of making money doing it or making it a lifestyle. And it just kind of, I was about 25 years old, and, you know, I had opportunities to sing, you know, background for some great artists, and they were just like, you really should do this. You have what it takes. And I just kind of started, you know, trying out my hand in it, and it worked, you know.
Well, do you write your own songs?
I did write I Shall Live and Not Die. I don't write all of my songs, but I did write that one.
That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Which singers inspire you?
You know, it's so crazy. I don't have like a, I just, there's some singers that I like, but I have to be very honest with you with this, with the answer to this question. I don't really, it varies because there's so many different singers that are out there. There's one singer that I've always loved is Aretha Franklin. I've always loved the Clark sisters, every one of them. I've always loved, Stevie Wonder, those type of, you know, I just like really good music. It, you know, the thing of it is with me musically, I can see someone that is a great singer, but then I don't like their music. You know what I mean? And it's just one of those things that I just kind of got to see because it kind of varies. Sometimes the singers that I do like will sing music that I don't like, but I still like them, you know, as a singer. So it just kind of varies.
Okay. Do you have favorite songs?
Do I have favorite songs? It just depends on the day. You know, I'm one of those type people that, you know, I include songs and I include music in my life. And it just depends on the day. One day I may have a song that's my favorite for the day, but it may change tomorrow. So, and I think that's just because I'm musical and I'm always looking for good music. So I don't stick with just one thing.
Okay. Tell us about the program you have for teenage girls.
Well, it's called the Jenny Mac Organization, and the Jenny Mac Foundation, and what it is we have camps for teenage girls ages 13 to 19, and we just had a camp last Saturday that was amazing. What happened, they're themed camps. This particular theme was What a Boy Wants, and what we did was we got some young boys that were able to be on a panel and let the girls ask all kinds of questions about the way boys think. So it ended up being incredible and life-changing for a lot of girls. They had so many questions for the boys, and what they ended up finding out is some things that they never knew, you know, about boys, and now they can go on with their lives and make decisions on what they know because, you know, there's not this mystique about, well, I think that boys like this or I think that boys like that. Well, you know for sure that they don't like this or that, and their minds are on something else. So, you know, now they can think clearer and make better judgment decisions on the things that they do. So that was a really good camp last week. We have another one coming up in September, and it's called it's going to deal with sisterhood and breaking down the walls of hateration between girls and helping us to understand each other better. And finding, you know, the common denominator among girls and building, you know, that sisterhood. And the next one was going to deal with sexuality. The first one we had this year was dealing with, you know, depression and thoughts of suicide and you know, issues that young girls were going through. So we have one every quarter, so that's four times a year. And we're about to start traveling. I have one that's coming up in October that will be in Houston, Texas. And they are asking for the What a Boy Wants. To come to Texas. So it's really a lot of fun, and we're going to have a good time with it.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. A lot of fun.
What information or advice would you share with preteens about their dreams and being successful individuals?
What I would say is at a very early age, One of the most important things that you can do is develop a relationship with the Lord at a young age, because God is not afraid to show you the things that you want to know about yourself, about your life, about the people around you, about your family. God will guide you and lead you into all truth. And I would say it's very important to start there, and then very important for you to identify with your gifts and your talents early so that you can start to form some kind of path and direction on where you want to be in your life. You know, it's nothing worse than a child graduating high school and not exactly sure what they want to take in college and where they want to go in college. And then they just pick anything, and by the time they're out of college, they fill themselves up with something that doesn't even match who they really are. So it's really important to pay attention to the things that you like and the things that you don't like, and form some stability on who you are very early in age. And you've got time to do it. And I would also say don't be pressured, you know, by society and culture today to understand that it is a deterrent, and understand that if you are not stable in where you're going, you can easily, your life can be interrupted in a detrimental way. And there are a lot of things in music and television right now that are blatant and bold distractions to who you are. And I would also say, once you understand everything about who you are, value yourself and understand that you have a lot of worth, especially teenage girls, I would say, because these are the mothers of the next generation. These are the leaders of the next generation. And these are the nurturers of the leaders of the next generation. So I just really think that young girls are very important, and understand, you know, the power that you have as you're becoming a young woman. And that's probably a lot to say, but it's, I just feel like I need to say that to you. It's very, very important for you to stay focused.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for your time, and I enjoyed you.
Thank you, sweetie pie.
Yeah.
And Ms. McClure, we do want to thank you for being a part of Junior Giants, and I was just really enjoying the advice that you were giving to the young people. Our junior giants are between the ages of 7 and 12. But because we believe in training up a child in early age, and I think these days it's more important, the earlier we can get them, the greater chance we have of holding them. So they're very young. But we do have some girls that I'm getting ready to lose that are 12 years old, and we will be pointing them in your direction, because this week, talk about the camp that you had last weekend, and I just felt like that was just outstanding, because they need to know what's really going on in the world and not be deceived by the things that they see on TV.
That's right.
Thank you so
That's
much,
exactly
and
right.
Continue to do what you're doing, and we appreciate your accessibility.
Thank you,
very
woman
nice
of God. I appreciate it.
It's so refreshing to know that I can listen to you on the radio and then actually make contact with you, so that meant a lot to us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was just an honor to be a part of what you're doing. I think that what you're doing is absolutely amazing, and I think it's a very strategic approach to grab young girls younger, because when we only focus on the older group, then we miss some things that the enemy is trying to do even younger. You know what I mean? And I just thank God for Junior Giant Speaks, because they're being sharpened at an early age. And I think that your work is great. And let me know if I can ever do anything else.
We will do that.
Okay.
And you're free to stay with us. Our discussion this morning is going to be If I Were President. We have some very intelligent young men and young women that are going to talk about what it is. There was a time in our country when the thought of being president was seen out of the grasp of African-American children. And though we don't minister only to African-American children, our majority base is to them. And so I want them to start thinking about, if they were president, what would they do? And they need to identify what issues they feel like are important to them in this upcoming presidential election. They're very smart. Mm-hmm. These are the cream of the crop. I say that with great pride.
Mm-hmm. You're wonderful. You're free to
join us today if you have the time. And you can also listen in for those who are listening. We thank you. I'm thankful for all of you who are calling in and listening in. This is one of our larger audiences, and I'm so grateful for your time, because I recognize this is a Saturday morning and you may have a lot to do, but we do thank you for taking your time out to listen in. And once again, we want to thank Darlene McCoy for being with us as our guest. Can we say thank you, reporters? Oh, I have them muted out, so I guess they're saying thank you, and we don't even hear. Okay, you all, can we say thank you to Ms. McCoy for joining us?
Thank you.
You're welcome,
baby.
Okay, we're going to move along in our program, and our first reporter this morning is going to be Simeon. And he's going to talk to us about what he would do if he were president or running for president. Simeon, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Go along with your report.
So before I start, could I say about some problems that involve children?
You can.
Okay. Good morning. Today I'm going to talk about the election. I have a promise here from the candidate Barack Obama that states that there will be more jobs. I think that affects kids in a good way. I think that because kids can get more stuff they want, and for adults and kids that really love their home, they can be safe from foreclosure. Adults can also be happy because they'll have money to buy groceries and pay bills and maybe have some pocket money. Here is another one that states that some people can afford health insurance. This affects kids in a bad way because if they get hurt, they may not get the medical attention they need if they don't have health insurance. But the Obama health plan said that the health insurance will be cheaper. That way, if people have eye problems, they can get better eye care cheaper. If I could vote, I would vote for Barack Obama. And if I were president, I would make health insurance half the price of it, and I would donate to charity more. And this is Simeon Stan reporting to you.
Okay. Simeon, thank you. That was very good. I loved your ideas. So, have you ever thought about wanting to be president? Is that something that has ever crossed your mind?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think you'd make
or
a good president?
Work for the... Ma'am?
Say that again.
What did you say?
I said, do you think you would make a good president?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because I have some plans that I've been working on. And I'm really great at making decisions at my school. Sometimes when you try to make the decision, usually the stuff I say, people agree with that. And
okay.
I make some things. Like if we were playing a game, I change the game rules, and people like that because it will be less fighting because they argue a lot.
Okay, so you're like the peacemaker.
Yes.
Okay. Well, President Simeon, I'd love to see you one day in that office. You did a good job.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to go on, and we're going to move to Ms. Faith. How are you this morning, Faith? How are you this morning, Faith?
Absolutely.
Okay, I know that she's still there. Faith, how are you? Okay, well, we're going to move along to our next reporter. What we're going to do this morning is we have a book review, and our book review is coming from Junior Giant, Amaya. and we're very happy to have you. She's going to review her book, Nancy Drew and the Glue Crew. How are you this morning?
Good.
You're good. Did you enjoy Miss McCoy?
Yes, ma'am.
I remember you want to be a singer, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so that was a good interview for you. So now you know that if you keep singing like you're singing and stay do the things at church and at school where you're singing young, you never know where God might take you. Okay, are you ready for your book review?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
It's about Nancy, who was trying to enter a contest, and her two friends too. And there was a truck, Mr. Drippy, and he was driving on the corner. So Nancy's friend Indra, she went out and get some ice cream. First, there was a boy who wanted some ice cream. He said his favorite flavor, and then Mr. Drippy didn't give it to him because he didn't say his manners.
Okay. So who was the glue crew?
It was Nancy, Kendra, and George. They're
okay.
All in a group.
Okay. So did you like this book?
Yes, it was awesome. Now I like books now.
Okay. So is this a book that you would encourage other people to read?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your book review. I remember Nancy Drew, so you know she's been around for a while because I remember her when I was much younger. And she used to have all her adventures. I think she had them with the Hardy Boys or somebody like that. So thank you. I hope all of you guys are reading this summer. Reading keeps your brain in motion, keeps you prepared for the school year that's just around the corner. I know that you're enjoying this hot summer, but school is not that far away. So a way to keep your mind sharp is to read. So keep reading this summer. Maya, thank you for your report.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do we have Faith? Faith? Okay, I'm not sure what's going on there, but hold on a second. Let's see if we can. In the meantime, we're going to move on. Our next reporter we're going to have is going to be Grace. So, Grace, are you available?
Hello.
How are you this morning?
This is Faith.
Okay, Faith, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go right ahead with your report.
Okay. The first thing I would do if I were president is make sure that every kid gets the best education no matter what it takes, because you can have the greatest and most productive life with education. Then children will have the proper medical care and make sure all the kids get the right insurance and keep them all healthy, because all children are our future. Finally, I will make sure all children have a great childhood, because all children should.
Okay. Faith, how would you go about that?
Ma'am?
What would you do to make sure that children had a great childhood?
I would make sure that the place that they're living in is like right and not like run down, and make sure their surroundings is inspiring.
Okay, I like that. That their surroundings are inspiring. That's very good. Okay. That we have yet to have a woman president of the United States. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
I don't know.
What is it that you would like to do?
I would like to be an actor.
Okay. So are you in are you in plays or anything at school?
Well, no, not right now, because I got transferred to a new school.
Okay. Well, hopefully when you're at this new school, they will have a drama department or something like that so that you could start preparing your skills to be an actress. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. We are going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. We have one more song by Darlene McCoy, who has been our musical guest, and this song is entitled Not Guilty. When we come back, we do have additional reporters, so please stay tuned. Not Guilty.
I stand accused. There's a list a mile long of all my sins, of everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed, nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day I must answer for my life. My fate is in the judge. My sin, he turned to me and said, I know you, I love you, I gave my life to save you. Love paid the price for mercy. Take the place for all my sin. I stand alone. Now that I have been set free, and the tears well up as I look at that cross, 'cause it should have been me. Yeah. My fate was in the nail, God. Oh,
That was another beautiful song by Miss Darlene McCoy, who was our musical guest here this morning. We were grateful to have her, and we're going to continue on with our show. I just want to let our junior giants know how that applies to us. We're not guilty. We're not guilty because of the blood of Jesus, because he was so willing to die for us and to rise from the grave, that counted us not guilty. When we come before God and we come to Jesus, it's as though we have never sinned when we ask him to forgive us and to come into our lives. I want to thank you all again for listening. We're going to go on with our show this morning. Our next reporter this morning is Mr. Donovan. And Donovan, how are you this morning?
Good.
Good. How's your week been?
Excellent.
Been excellent. What are you doing this summer?
I just got back from out of town, and I've been staying at home.
Okay. Well, go right ahead with your report.
Well, if I was president, I would want to end child hunger because there are lots of kids in Africa and places like India where we're eating a fresh hot meal and they're starving. So that's one thing that I would want to end.
Okay. So,
The next thing that I would want to end is the education. A lot of kids over in other countries aren't really getting good education while we're getting to learn and we're not taking advantage of it. They're wishing they could go to school. So that's one thing that I would want to change.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, I have one more thing. I would change bullying in schools. A lot of teachers aren't really cracking down on bullies, and it's not a good thing to be bullied. So I think it would really be nice if teachers would crack down on all those bullies because kids don't deserve to be treated like that.
Okay, you're absolutely right. And that is a major issue for children right now. That's what they call a hot topic in the country today is the bullying that's taking place. Have you ever experienced being bullied?
Say that one more time.
I said, have you ever experienced being bullied?
Yes, I have when I was little.
Okay. And the thing is that the person that's doing the bullying, it lets you know that they have some problems that need to be addressed. And if those of you who are out there listening are experiencing any bullying, I need you to, first of all, tell the teacher, of course. If that doesn't, most of all, tell your parents, because it's going to have to be your parents that deal with the school administration, and the parents of the children who are doing the bullying. It needs to be addressed head on and in an appropriate manner. It cannot be addressed with anger because nothing is going to be resolved. But if you are being bullied, report it. Don't be afraid. Don't let the bullies intimidate you into not telling because they are going to make your life miserable if you have to put up with that day in and day out. So you need to tell someone, tell your teachers, tell your parents, most of all, tell administrators, anyone who will listen, because no one has the right to treat you in that manner. And this is very important because you can get hurt. And it is imperative or very important that you stay safe at all times. And you have the right to go to school and be safe and stay safe. If this is a problem for any of you all, please let someone know. You can also call me or talk to me. You can reach me at junior_giants_speak@yahoo.com. And I can direct you and your parents to the appropriate people that will help you. It's against the law, and it does need to be cracked down on. Thank you, Donovan, for your report.
You're welcome.
And we're going to now talk with Grace. Grace, are you there?
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Okay. How's your summer going?
It's going good.
Okay. Talk to me about our subject.
If I were elected head of state, I would make sure all the kids got into a good school and get health insurance. I would make more laws to protect my country and everybody in it. If I were a president back in history and now, there wouldn't be or have been wars. There wouldn't have been the separation of black and white, and Martin Luther King Jr. wouldn't have to fight for their freedom. In our country today, in our economy today, people who need us would have them and health insurance. The homeless will have a home, and so will the people in the shelters. The orphans will have good orphanages and health. If I were president, I would try my hardest to make all my promises come true. If I were president, that would be a good one.
Okay. I like those. I like your ideas very much. I like your ideas. Do you think you'd make a good president?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you ever thought about being in the government, doing anything in the government?
No, I haven't put a lot of thought into it until now.
Okay. How many of you all, this is open to everybody, how many of you all are in student government at your school? I'm assuming that means none of you. Okay. Well, I want you to think about it, okay? Think about joining student government because it gives you a voice. It gives you the ability to help decide the things that happen at your school. And that is a very powerful position. Okay, so it's just something for you to think about. They have all different kinds of positions. They have class representatives. They have representative by grades. They have a president, vice president, secretary, all those different things. So it's just something that you might want to consider as far as something you can do in school, okay? Everybody's not into sports, and so those of you who are not, this might be an avenue that you can use to be involved in your school, okay? Is anybody going to be willing to look into that at least?
Yes.
Okay, I see. I hear that's a little tentative, but it's just something to check out. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it, but at least look into it. It's just something different. Okay, everybody doesn't play sports and everybody's not into music. Maybe somebody's going to be the next mayor of Atlanta or the next mayor of Denver or the next mayor somewhere else or the governor or the president. We never know. You have all kinds of options. This is a day and a time when the options are open to you. You have a right to be who you want to be. And so I want to encourage you that if that's something that you're interested in, that student government is just a good place to start. Okay? I want to ask our other two reporters, they did different interviews, but I wanted to ask you, if you were president, Dee Dee and Amaya, what kind of things do you think are important to children? How about Dee Dee first?
Ma'am?
What kind of things do you think are important to children, the issues that a president should pay attention to as far as children?
Well, as Edward Porter said, bullying and, like, some of the kids are homeless, and sometimes some kids are a little ungrateful for what they have. So I would try to end world hunger for children and make more places for them to live.
Okay. That's a good idea. Okay. Amaya, tell me, if you were president, what kind of things do you think would be important to children?
If I was a president, I would help people and find their home and help the school and help the people that are sick.
Okay. So from what I'm hearing from all the reporters, the things that you guys consider are important are education, finding a good home, making sure that they have enough to eat, and they have, am I missing something? I missed something there. That they have a good home, that they have education, that they're safe and they're not bullied. Those are the things that are important to you all. These things are should be important to any president, and I'm sure that they are. And as we go along in these next few shows, we're going to continue to look at the election that's coming up. You guys might as well prepare for it because you're going to have to do it at school because this is an election year. So this will just get you warmed up. But so I need you to start paying attention to the news. That means you're going to have to listen to the news and find out what's going on. What are the issues that they're talking about? Another thing that the Junior Giants seem to feel are important is health care. And it is important. It really is. The decision that came down last week was very important. It's you never know, can imagine what it's going to be like to be sick and can't go to a doctor, or you can't see the physician who's been your physician all along. So it's those kind of issues are important. And so the Junior Giants are going to be following the election, and we're going to continue to ask their opinions about different topics that pertain to children because their voice and their opinion is important. We're coming down to the close of our show, and I do want to thank everyone that has participated today. I want to thank our musical guest, Darlene McCoy. I thank her for taking her time, and I know that the children enjoyed her. I also want to thank the parents, as always. For those of you who are listening, our added guests today, I want to thank you for listening, first of all, but I want to let you know that if you have children between the ages of 7 and 12 and you would like them to be a part of Junior Giant Speaks, you can log on to our website. It's wix.com/junior_giants_speak@JGS and send in the permission slip and your contact information. And that way we can get them started in our program. Also, to the parents, we are preparing, we're coming up on a year of having the show, and we're going to be celebrating by having a, I don't know what you want to, how you want to describe it, but we're going to the park and have fun. I am getting balloons ready to be filled with a lot of water, and we're going to have good eating and just have some fun. Our Junior Giants have worked hard this year, and I want to celebrate them and show my appreciation to them. And that's going to be on August 25th, and the place is to be announced. Junior Giants, do you guys have anything else that you would like to say about our topic of being president? Okay. I want to thank you guys again. Let me ask you all a question. I just want to see how close you're paying attention to politics. All right? Our president now is who?
Barack Obama.
Okay. Can anybody tell me who our vice president is?
Michelle Obama.
I got them. Say it again.
Michelle Obama.
No, Michelle is his wife. Somebody tell me who is the vice president of the United States?
Joe Biden.
Okay, good job. Joe Biden. Okay. I appreciate you knowing the answer, and that shows me that you're paying attention. I want you guys to pay close attention to the election. I don't want you to blow it off and think it's not important or it doesn't apply to you. because it applies to you because you live in this country. Your parents are going to be voting, and if you can even help to inform your parents about the issues that are going on in this election year, that would be a great thing. So was that you, Simeon, that told me Joe Biden?
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good job. Okay, for the rest of you, have a good weekend. We're going to go out today playing our musical guest's first song, I Shall Live and Not Die. If, once again, if you want to contact us, you can go to our website at wix.com/JR_Giants_Speaks/JGS. And I thank you guys for your time and for your talent. Young people, you guys are great. Remember, you were born to be great. Greatness is in you because God is in you. I love you, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hopeless and broken, alone and abandoned, can't see my way from my fear. No sign of light in the darkest of nights, can't find my faith on my fear. But a still small voice speaks to me and calms the cover of my raging fear. I stand accused. There's a list a mile long of all my sins, of everything that I've done wrong. I'm so ashamed. Nowhere left for me to hide. This is the day I must answer for my life. My fate is in the judge's hand. My sin he turned to me and said, I know you, I love you, I gave my life to save you. Love paid the price for mercy. My burden, my guilty. How can it be? I can't begin to comprehend what kind of grace would take the place for all my
Spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.